We are at the edge of Washington Square Park. Yes, if you would like to. Do you have any questions? Anything you want to ask first? Are you comfortable with this?
Yes, I'm very comfortable.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Very good. And we're just going to take a moment to try and listen to the sounds of the park. So you have a directional microphone in your hand, and depending on where you point it, you'll be able to hear some sounds more than others. So if you want to kind of like point the microphone in front of you, maybe like a little bit lower, and then out towards you like a stick.
Yeah.
And then like aim it at different things. Yeah. Can you hear anyone talking?
No.
Okay, maybe scan around a little bit more. And just keep your eyes closed and think about the sounds of the park. Okay, so keeping your eyes closed, for this guided blind audio tour, I will be using text from the book Around Washington Square, An Illustrated History of Greenwich Village by Luther S. Harris. I'm using chunks of his book. I've made some modifications to what's been said for the sake of giving a nice speech. But otherwise, I'll be quoting from him liberally. So I'm going to kind of slowly guide you. And I'm going to have my hand on your shoulder. And if we just walk slow, I'll make sure you don't run into anything or anyone. I want you to imagine a farm. Are you imagining a farm? Oh yeah, linked arms, this is good idea. Okay, so now we're linking arms. So imagine a farm. There was a farm right here where we're walking in Washington Square Park. There weren't any of the people you hear, there certainly weren't any cars. There weren't people selling things, and there were probably far fewer pigeons. There was a local minister from the 1700s that left this description of this very locale. And he writes, "Large open fields stretched off yonder to the southwest. Old country seats still held their place. Old mills. Milestones were still in requisition along what was then a turnpike," which was actually the Bowery, "unpaced and lined with modest footpaths. Brooks and running streams diversified the landscape. Groves of patriarchal trees were in sight. Gardens under tillage and pastures enclosed with rails and flocks and herds. Yes, and hill and valley and bog were discernible in almost every direction." So what was once covering what is now Washington Square was a 6.5-acre parcel of what was called the Herring Farm, which was sold at auction in 1797. The city bought the land for about $4,500. Later, the city sheriff had a public gallows erected approximately where the square's fountain is now. So the gallows is where people would be hung and executed. At the time, this area was a natural choice for such bleak tasks because it was a rural northern suburb of the city and already the site of the cemeteries owned by downtown churches. So this was an old cemetery site. The property was far enough away, yet convenient to the population center located 2 miles to the south. Just 3/4 of a mile to the west lay the new state prison on the Hudson River, another source of supply for the field and noose. The isolation of the field eroded over the next 25 years as urban growth spread northward. Houses were springing up above Canal Street, and several epidemics of yellow fever gripped the city, leaving thousands of fatalities in their wake. These and many other dead, totaling 20,000, filled trenches of the public burial ground to capacity. In 1825, the city had to level the overflowing gravesite and went on to designate a new and larger field on the block that contains Bryant Park and the New York City Public Library. So, to me, this is kind of morbid and depressing, a history of Washington Square Park, where we are right now. And these are kind of popular stories that you hear when you're researching Washington Square Park. People love to talk about spooky, scary ghost tours and Halloween-themed, you know, tours of Washington Square Park. And part of the reason that there's been an uptick in talking about that is because burial sites of bodies from old churches have been uncovered during recent renovations in 2008, 2015. So it's kind of been in the popular depiction of Washington Square Park. So while all of these things are facts, I don't want to dwell on them specifically, and I prefer to think of the farm. When the minister was talking about large open fields stretched off yonder, and modest footpaths, and brooks, and running streams, the trees, and the hill, and the valley, and the bog, discernible in every direction. I prefer to think about those things, and now as we start moving again, I also like to think about old sailors. So Philip Hone took office as New York City mayor in 1826. One of his passions was the organization known as Sailors Snug Harbor, which was a prominent charitable trust founded to aid indigent sailors who had no homes of their own. There was a man named Captain Robert Richard Randall, who was the owner of farmland that would have been here on the site of Washington Square Park. So he owned some of the land that we're walking on now. And as a captain himself, he envisioned developing this space as, quote, for the purpose of maintaining and supporting aged, decrepit, and worn out sailors. Randall and Hone envisioned a space for old adventurers who needed a place for themselves. When I listen to the fountain, I prefer to think of the hill and the valley and the bog that was described being turned into a haven for these sailors. While they wouldn't have had the fountain that we have today, I imagine them sitting by it and listening to the water move and thinking fondly of their time on the sea.
All right, I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.